Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 9 more measles cases reported in Kansas. We have the story.
Former Vice President Harris shares opinions about President Trump. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The number of active measles cases in Kansas continues to grow. 9 new cases have been reported in the past week, all of which appear to be in one southwest Kansas county. Medical director for KU Health Systems, Dr. Dana Hawkinson, says mistrust can lead to fewer people being vaccinated.
With decreased vaccination rates, decreased wanting to listen and adhere to medical guidance and recommendations. We don't do that for when we listen to our plumbers, our mechanics, our lawyers. People are really readily wanting to listen to that advice. But when it comes to medicine, for the most important thing, your body, your health, it seems to be a contradictory attitude.
Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports Gray County's number of cases increased from 6 last week to 15 this week. And since March 13th, the total number for the state has increased to 46 cases.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris takes on President Donald Trump in her first major public speech since she lost to him in the election. Speaking at a political event in San Francisco last night, the former vice president said that President Trump is attacking American freedoms.
Instead of an administration working to advance America's highest ideals, we are witnessing the wholesale abandonment of those ideals.
The president and Republicans accused Democrats of unlawfully undermining his efforts to combat illegal immigration and cut government waste.
President Trump says he's not to blame for the latest data showing an economic slowdown.
Economic growth slowed in the first quarter of 2025. GDP shrank 0.3 points.
And I have to start off by saying that's Biden. That's not Trump.
President Trump says his administration inherited a weak economy, rejecting analysts who point to his tariff rollout as contributing to economic uncertainty.
I heard Samsung is now, because of the tariffs, they're going to build massive facilities in the United States. If we didn't do the tariffs, they wouldn't be doing that.
The gross domestic product measures what's made in the U.S. Imports count against it. That was a major driver of the downward trajectory. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Senate narrowly rejecting a measure to block President Trump's tariff plans, despite some support from Republicans.
The bid to overturn President Trump's executive power to impose tariffs falling short in the Senate.
We've got the yeas 49, the nays 49, the joint resolution fails passage.
Three Republicans, Senators Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, and Susan Collins, joining all present Democrats in supporting it. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Republican Mitch McConnell were not present for the vote. McConnell had voted in favor of a similar bill reversing tariffs on Canada earlier this month. The disapproval resolution comes amid concerns over how tariffs on nearly all U.S. trading partners will impact the economy. But even if it had passed, it was unlikely to be taken up in the GOP-led House. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Vice President J.D. Vance broke a tie on a procedural vote to prevent that resolution from coming up again.
Religious liberty is making the Supreme Court's docket this term, with at least three cases challenging the limits of religion in public. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
St. Isidore of Seville wants to become the nation's first taxpayer-funded religious charter school. At issue at the Supreme Court, does that violate the Constitution's ban on an establishment of religion by the government? The justices have previously said public money can go to religious institutions for the same kind of services and activities non-sectarian groups might provide, like food banks. But in oral arguments, the court appeared divided on applying that to the classroom setting, with the Catholic school wanting to teach not only basic curriculum like traditional public schools, but a religion-focused education. Oklahoma officials are divided on whether St. Isidore, formed by the Archdiocese in Oklahoma City, should be part of the state's charter school system.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is not participating in this case, meaning there is a possibility for a tie after the high court votes. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Boy, last night we had pitchers throwing shutouts in baseball, so we'll have some highlights coming up in sports.
An Oklahoma man died after he was swept away by flooding Wednesday. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. An Oklahoma man died after he was swept away by flooding Wednesday as heavy rain struck the state and Texas, where around 16 million people were under high water alerts. The man in Pottawatomie County died after his vehicle was swept off a roadway and after a sheriff's deputy who tried to save him also became trapped in the water. Firefighters rescued the deputy.
Multiple businesses in Denver are about to be hit with $8 million in fines for hiring illegal immigrants. Fox's Nicole Fierro reports.
A new social media post from ICE identifies three companies, U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement notified that it intends to issue millions of dollars of fines due to illegal alien employment violations. We tried going to these businesses to learn their side, starting with CCS Facility Services, which provides janitorial and facility maintenance services to Denver and surrounding areas, where we were told a board meeting was going on and someone would have to get back to us. ICE said it's levying more than $6 million in fines against CCS after finding 100% substantive violation rate and evidence of knowingly hiring and employing at least 87 unauthorized workers. The next two are listed under different company names, PBC and Green Management Denver.
Southwest Air passengers will start to see changes on flights this week as the airline continues its brand revamp.
Southwest Airlines beginning to roll out its new cabin, which includes new choices like seat selection and extra legroom. Seats with extra room will be free for now, but later this year, the airline will start to sell them as it moves to end its well-known open seating policy, switching to assigned seating. It will also start charging for bags, rolling out new fare bundles. Basic, its lowest fare, followed by choice, which allows you to choose your seat. Choice preferred, which is closer to the front of the plane and is a refundable ticket. And choice extra, which includes more legroom, early boarding, and two free checked bags. Southwest says the changes will let customers customize their trip while still enjoying our industry-leading reliability and hospitality. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's May Day, also known as International Workers' Day.
May Day, a celebration of laborers and the working class that's promoted by the international labor movement on this day every year. May Day began here in Chicago almost 150 years ago by laborers who are fed up with the status quo amid long working hours and squalid conditions, a struggle for workers' rights that turned deadly during a mass worker standoff and strike in 1884. And 2 years later in Chicago's Haymarket Square, when more than 340,000 workers took part in national actions, which ultimately led to the 8-hour workday. International Workers' Day, or May Day, has since been observed in more than 160 countries. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The traffic volume is picking up right now, and you can see heavier traffic really starting to show up in a few places. One of them up around that North Junction, just starting to see more and more traffic there. East and westbound on Kellogg, right around that Central Business District area, getting some heavier traffic. We also have some fairly heavy traffic right now on Meridian. And this is Meridian between 47th Street South and K40 and I-235. So watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we're drying out.
They're drying out, yeah.
Yeah, we made it through the middle of the week, you know, the weekend almost here. And so far, it looks like it's going to be a nice one. Something that we should all kind of take advantage of, whether that's getting outside, doing some yard work, going out, enjoying some leisurely time. Doesn't matter. Just take some time to enjoy the outdoors before, you know, rain, thunderstorm chances return after the weekend. Now, we are going to have one more opportunity for rain, too, just before we get into Saturday and Sunday. There's only going to be a 10% chance for today. High of 73 degrees, skies turning partly cloudy, and then tonight we're going to bump that chance up to 30%, where we'll likely have a few showers and thunderstorms roll through. We're not expecting anything severe, though. Low of only 52 degrees, not too chilly. And then mostly to partly cloudy skies tomorrow, dropping back down to a 10% chance of rain, where we'll probably have a few leftover raindrops around early in the morning, but then there may be some developing kind of popcorn-like showers and thunder showers that will attempt to develop during the afternoon. Now, should that happen, once the sun goes down, once we get into our evening, they're going to lose their energy pretty quickly. And then our late Friday night, it looks like things should be dry and expecting dry conditions throughout the rest of the weekend. Pleasant highs, too. 71 tomorrow, 74 Saturday, 73 on Sunday, but then back into an active pattern. So far, only going with a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms come Monday, but then that gets bumped up to a 30% chance come Tuesday. Highs around the middle 70s early next week, dropping back down to a 10% chance on Wednesday. High of 73. Of course, still keep an eye on the forecast while you're enjoying the weekend, because those chances next week, you know, we'll see how those kind of shift and change over the coming days. Right now we're at 56 degrees, mostly cloudy conditions, but turning partly cloudy here pretty soon, with a northwest breeze at 12 miles an hour.
Saw a graphic last night on TV. I don't know whether it was, I honestly don't know if it was your station or another. I wasn't paying that much attention, but they were saying how in Oklahoma so far this year, they've had like 11 inches of rain or something, or maybe in this past storm, 11 inches of rain, which is more than we've had in Kansas in a couple of years total.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That just goes to show it's all how things line up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's why I think I mentioned it yesterday or a couple of days ago. You know, I feel like we say it every year, where it's like when we get these systems that line up, it's like feast or famine. But we know what happens when we get too much rainfall. There were a lot of flood alerts down there too. So,
yes.
You know, I wish, you know, in times like this, we could kind of, you know, tap into some moisture in other parts of the country, but, you know, just can't do that.
Flooding in Oklahoma, they've lost at least a couple of people have drowned down there as well. So,
yeah, that's nothing to play around with. And, yeah. You know, Steve, Ted, real quick, you know, just a reminder to everybody, we're now officially into May, typically our busiest month of the year when it comes to severe weather. But even once we get into summer, you know, even when we get those summertime storms, those could still lead to severe weather and even flooding. So, you know, we'll need to just make sure that we're staying weather aware throughout the rest of our warmer months.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. This is the first day of May 2025. On this day, 34 years ago, 1991, at the age of 44, Nolan Ryan threw his seventh no-hitter.
Amazing.
Helping his Texas Rangers shut out the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0. That same night in Oakland, Ricky Henderson stole his 939th base to break Lou Brock's all-time record.
Yeah.
That's quite a night.
Doing it right there.
34 years ago. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, and I was looking on Facebook this morning, and Ted, you shared a very interesting story about something that happened to you in 1985. Was this night or last night?
Last night.
Last night. Tell us about it. You were at a dinner or something, right?
Well, every year, the Notre Dame Club of Wichita gets together and has a gathering, a dinner, and usually there's a special guest from the university that comes down here and is the guest speaker. And the guest speaker, it was my senior year in high school. I had just gotten accepted to Notre Dame, and the guest speaker was Pete Gillen, assistant coach on the men's basketball team under Digger Phelps. And of course, Pete would go on to have a long head coaching career at couple stops, and then has done ESPN games for years and years and years. But I mean, me and my dad had a nice talk with Coach Gillen, and he kind of paved the way for me to be in to get into the sports information department as a freshman and work there at Notre Dame once I got there. Of course, that then led to me doing public address announcing, which is something I'm still doing here 45 years later. And every time, but Pete was a good guy, and you know, you can tell why he's a good basketball coach, because he's very, very emotional and very, he has a great memory, and he relates to people very well. And you know, you can obviously see why he was able to recruit good players. And then I'd run into him on campus. He'd see me on the sidewalk or in the dining hall, and he'd go, "Wichita!"
Mm.
He always remembered he was the guy, he was the kid I met in Wichita.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, a young guy like you from Kansas going into the Notre Dame, and that had to be a little intimidating, or
it was
even frightening for a while for you. And to have at least one person up there who knew who you were, that'd be helpful.
Yeah,
very helpful.
So, it was a good meeting I had 40 years ago, and plus that dinner was at the penthouse restaurant and club there at the top of the Holiday Inn, which had a, you know, beautiful view of everything from up there back then when that was a place to go.
Great evening in 1985 with young Theodore Woodward. All right. Very good. Hey, 717 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and let Ted tell us about sports this morning.
All right. Yeah. Hey, oh boy, we had some interesting pitching stories last night, including the Kansas City Royals. We'll start out with the Royals in Tampa taking on the Rays at Steinbrenner Field. The Royals had a new guy on the mound making his major league debut. Left-hander Noah Cameron called up from the minor leagues, a seventh-round pick out of Central Arkansas. Well, I guess he did all right. Took a no-hitter into the seventh inning last night. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Noah Cameron back on the mound. Did he talk his way back into the game, or did Matt Quatrero, Brian Sweeney, maybe talk to him a little bit just to be reassured that he felt fine? Because, Jake, the pitch count, 71 pitches to get through six scoreless innings, has not allowed a hit. He's walked four. He's had one reach via an error, but he is getting it done tonight, and he's going to face here the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. We'll see how far he goes in the inning, but he gets strike one right there on a foul ball.
Now, he's been nothing short of fabulous tonight, and the defense has been impeccable behind him.
Now the 0-1, and a swing, and a one-hopper to the second baseman, Biggio. Got on him in a hurry, plenty of time to set his feet and throw a strike to Vinny.
About that. Take that no-hitter. That would be the last out he recorded. Gave up a walk and a base hit after that, and they got him out of there. But, boy, your major league debut, you take a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Good stuff. As the Royals bullpen then finished up the shutout. KC winning at Tampa 3-0 last night. The Royals have won 8 of their last 9 and finished the month with a winning record, 16-15. So good things are. And Royal shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., no drama on this one, hit a single in the top of the first inning. Now he has a 21-game hitting streak. Witt batting .322 right now, longest hitting streak in the big leagues this season. So the good stuff. The Royals will finish up a series at Tampa. That'll be at noon today. You can listen live on KFH. A shutout for the Wichita Wind Surge last night on the road, visiting first place Frisco. Beat the Rough Riders 7-0. As three Wind Surge pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout. All four hits were singles. Wichita designated hitter Ricardo Olivar, 4-for-4 on base, drove in 2 of the 7 runs. He's got a .402 on base percentage. The Wind Surge now is just a half game out of first place in the division. And Wichita is at Frisco again tonight at 6:35. Pro basketball in the NBA, first round of the playoffs last night, game 5 in Houston. The Rockets needed to win to keep their season alive, and they did. Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors 131-116. Starting guard for the Rockets, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 8-for-13 shooting. He made 4 three-pointers on his way to 26 points, and the Rockets stay alive. Still trailing in that series, 3-2 in the best of 7, but Houston gets to play another day. And we do have a big Shocker birthday today. About Shocker baseball legend, catcher Charlie O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Is 65 today. Born in Tulsa, played 15 years in the big leagues. The Texas Rangers drafted him in the 14th round. But he did not sign. He decided to come play college baseball at Wichita State. And then the Seattle Mariners drafted him in the 21st round. He did not sign. Came back to finish the Shockers for his senior year. That was a pretty good senior year. He set school records as a first-team All-American, 25 home runs, 116 runs driven in as the Shockers reached the finals of the 1982 College World Series. So he turned down the Rangers, he turned down the Mariners, and then the Oakland Athletics drafted him in the fifth round. So went all right. That's when he got signed. He was granted free agency from the New York Mets for the 1993 season, and then he signed with the Atlanta Braves, a two-year contract for over $1 million. And that got him his World Series ring. He was a member of the 1995 World Series champions for the Atlanta Braves, hit a key home run for the Braves in the National League Championship Series that year. There's even more on Charlie, and we can't have time for it now. We'll do it in the 8 o'clock hour. So happy birthday to Shocker catching legend Charlie O'Brien. It's his birthday. He's 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. It's Brain Tumor Awareness Month. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning. First day of May, 56 degrees. Republicans are trying to get on the same page with spending cuts and the future of Medicaid.
Senate Budget Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says he's committed to finding $1.5 to $2 trillion in spending cuts as part of Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill.
I think the only way you're going to do that is be able to go into the programs that are being abused and fix them.
Republicans are eyeing additional work requirements for able-bodied people on Medicaid, which they believe could save the government hundreds of billions of dollars. While work requirements have unity among the party, some are threatening to vote against any budget resolution that cuts essential services. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A restaurant in Wichita, east of Douglas and Washington, is closed because of overdue taxes. The Kansas Department of Revenue says agents seized the assets of the Anchor restaurant yesterday because of delinquent tax payments. The department tries to work with businesses to find solutions when tax payments are late, and business seizures are then the last resort.
A Kansas woman has been indicted for allegedly defrauding an elderly couple. The U.S. Attorney's Office says in 2022, Amanda Rutherford stole from a couple in Dickinson County. Investigators say she lived on their property and claimed to be their caregiver. In 2024, the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office received a tip that Rutherford sold gold coins at a jewelry store in Missouri. Deputies searched her vehicle and found other stolen items. If convicted, she faces up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
A nation that shares a border with Russia is giving insight into the nation's war on Ukraine.
On Russia's border, Estonia's top diplomat Margus Sagna warns in an exclusive interview, Moscow's war on Ukraine goes beyond the front lines.
This is not about Europe. I think that for Putin and for Russia, the U.S. is the main enemy, like historically.
Minister Sagna says Putin is playing a game and could stop the war at any time. Estonia recently announced it would raise its defense spending to over 5% of GDP next year, a request President Trump has made of all NATO members, money Estonia will use to buy more American weapons. In Tallinn, Estonia, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
A judge in Philadelphia may have served up one too many cheese steaks.
Common Pleas Judge Scott DiClaudio has an interesting side hustle going. He and his wife Jackie opening up a high-end cheesesteak joint not too far away from Philly City Hall. A recent podcast interview with the judge about the venture caught the attention of the Pennsylvania Judicial Conduct Board, which has filed a complaint, saying the judge is using his status to promote the business. DiClaudio calls the complaint a farce, says the profits go to his wife, and that he only acts in a support role. He also told the Associated Press that people don't come to the business because he's a judge, but the board cited news coverage of the business in which several stories describe him as a judge. Most of these sandwiches go for over $19, by the way. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Mostly to partly cloudy skies today, with only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Not really expecting much rainfall during the day, especially while we have daylight. West-northwest winds, 8 to 18 miles an hour. Later on tonight, slightly better chance of having a few passing showers and thunderstorms. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky. We have a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across south central Kansas yesterday, and high temperature in Wichita was 72 degrees. The normal high for the date, 72 degrees. We were right on the mark. It was on this date in 1895, an F5 tornado rumbled 22 miles from the northwest corner of Sedgwick County to 6 miles northwest of Newton. The almost 1 mile wide vortex killed 8, injured 25, and devastated 25 farms, a few of which vanished completely from the face of the earth.
You would imagine an F5, a mile wide, late 1800s. It's anything in the path is gone.
Debris was carried for many miles. Dead livestock found everywhere. 4 fatalities occurred in each of 2 families who had hesitated to take cover.
Oh, boy.
It's possible they did not recognize the nearly 1 mile wide funnel as being a tornado. It was so wide, it didn't look like a tornado. Anyway, 1895, they would have had probably at best a dugout route or the
something like
cellar.
You see in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Just got to get down into the cellar.
Yeah. My grandmother had one of those. Went down in there once just to look around. Ooh, creepy. Didn't want to go down there. But that's what they had out. Well, it's just like the you're saying, like in Wizard of Oz. Exactly the same thing. So that was in 1895, an F5. Ooh.
Mm.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. First day of May, 14 years ago, 2011, President Obama announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed, although the SEALs on the ground, for the SEALs on the ground, it actually happened for them on May 2nd. Local time. Robert O'Neill is the man who made the kill shots on the guy who, 14, you see, for 2011. So that would have been 10 years after the attack, right, Ted? Yeah. 10 years. We finally got rid of it. It took us 10 years.
He was hiding for more than a decade.
I think, didn't George Bush say, we are going to get you? Or somebody did. They said, we will get you. And we did. So
eventually.
What are you talking? Today, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to talk a little bit about someone I didn't come in contact with, somebody I learned about in the 70s, a fellow by the name of Thomas Francis Eagleton. He was an American lawyer. He served as United States Senator for Missouri from 1968 to 1987, served as Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General of Missouri. Great qualifications to run on the Democratic ticket with George McGovern in 1972.
McGovern's running mate?
Yeah.
Original running mate.
A columnist found out that he had suffered from bouts of depression throughout his life, resulting in several hospitalizations, which were kept secret from the public. But it came to light. And when they were revealed, it humiliated the McGovern campaign. Eagleton was forced to quit the race. He later became adjunct professor of public affairs at Washington University in St. Louis. When he was a senator, instrumental to the Senate's passage of the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and sponsored the amendment that halted the bombing in Cambodia. So, again, mental illness. Apparently he had had electroshock treatments.
Mm-hmm.
A time poll taken at the time found that 77% of the respondents said Eagleton's medical record would not affect their vote.
Hmm.
Nonetheless, the press made frequent references to shock therapy, and McGovern feared that this would detract from his campaign platform. So he found another candidate to run as vice president, and he still got clobbered by
Nixon. Who was his running mate?
Oh, gosh. Brits? Was it Brits?
No.
No. Oh, gosh. Isn't that something? I should know that. McGovern's running.
Yeah, I should too.
Man, that ought to be on top of my mind. It's 1972. I think that was the first presidential election that I actually got to vote in.
Oh.
All right. Very good. I can't.
I mean, there were a lot of things back then that would preclude
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal when Reagan was running that he was a divorced man.
Well, let's go back further.
I was like, ooh.
When Jack
now,
Kennedy.
It didn't matter to anyone at all.
Jack Kennedy was a Catholic. Oh, my
that
word.
That was also a major, major concern.
And of concern was, is the Pope going to tell him what to do? Well,
both those guys won those elections, but
yeah.
That was a very much part of the conversation.
It sure was. By the way, just something for you, you sports guy. Eagleton threw out the ceremonial first pitch to end the pregame ceremonies of Game 5 of the 1985 World Series. Wasn't that the
I-70? Yeah, that was the Royals and the Cardinals.
Royals and the Cardinals. Yep. So he was a St. Louis guy.
Yeah, St. Louis guy. Yeah.
Here's what was interesting to me about Thomas Eagleton. Because I, at the time, didn't pay much attention to it, but several years later, Shelley and I went to Kansas City, a little trip, you know, and enjoy some time up there. And on the way in the Kansas City area, I was listening to a radio station. I think it was KCMO. And they were doing talk radio at the time, and they had Eagleton was on as their guest. And I didn't know anything about him, really, but just a very minimum. And this guy, I could not stop listening. First of all, the guy had a voice that was absolutely incredible.
Hmm.
Great, big, deep voice. Very, very smart. Very well spoken. Just as sharp as a tack. And just, everything he said was, to me, was amazing and interesting. He was just a very charismatic, intelligent guy, and he had this world, you know, his lifelong battle with depression. Well, we knew that Lincoln was the same way, but he never, I don't think he got treatment, but it precluded Eagleton's career. And because people will look at that and say, well, he's had some mental health problems, and he's going to be just, you know, a heartbeat from the presidency. So there you go. Anyway, it's Mental Health Month. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure, a little bit more as we go through the month. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Anything exciting going on for Ted? We need to talk about it. Ted Woodward's life? No?
No, just, you know, yesterday I was confused about what day of the week it was. So I'm
That's
just,
right.
I thought it was, a day ahead. And I'm just plodding through my life. I can't even figure out what day it is.
Well, it happens.
Our money tracker, Don Grant, said I looked despondent.
He did. He did say something about that this morning. Said,
maybe
really?
I'm carrying around some kind of aura today. It's just not right.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I am.
I think you're doing better now than you were a while ago. Seemed like you were kind of cranky.
Yeah. Who knows?
All right.
I made a really dumb off-air comment, and you did chuckle at that, so I'm kind of glad
maybe you're the one that improved my mood a little bit.
Maybe I helped out today.
Well, I should, you know, just think about it. If you're out there and listening to the radio and you listen to Steve and Ted, we hope every morning, you think, gosh, those guys, they're having a great time. They're always, I'm sure their lives are wonderful or they're in a great mood all the time. It's all an act.
All of it?
Much of it.
It's an okay.
There are days when we don't even want to be here, but we're having a good day today. I'd like to say happy birthday to somebody who's a very good friend of my wife, Shelley, and that's Linelda Todd. The two of them worked together at Rent-A-Center. Shelley was there for 8 years, and I don't know how they met or whatever, but they hit it off and became just super friends, and Linelda is a great person. Her husband, Mike, is a great, great guy, and she's having a birthday, and Linelda, if you're listening, she's probably not, but if she isn't, tell her. Happy birthday, right? There you go.
Very good, yeah. Mayday.
Mayday. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Popular Wichita restaurant closed for failure to pay taxes. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS, 7:46 on a Thursday morning, first day of May. Three big things.
Three.
Fight and stabbing in North Wichita leaves one person with critical injuries.
Two.
United States makes a deal with Ukraine on access to minerals.
One.
Number of measles cases up by 9 this week in Kansas. All of those new cases in Gray County. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic slowdown on the ramp. This is from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. That's in the road construction area. And I'm looking at the surface streets in that area, like 29th Street North. Lot of traffic on 29th Street North eastbound, headed towards that North Junction. Also a lot of traffic on 37th Street North in the area as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. That was our high yesterday in Wichita, 72. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 51. For Friday, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 70 degrees. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The last trading day of April on Wall Street.
Stocks gaining steam in the last 15 minutes of trading on the last trading day on what has been a volatile month for Wall Street. Stocks ending mixed, but the Dow and S&P 500 extending gains for a seventh straight session. Data show that gross domestic product, a measure of economic growth, shrank in the first 3 months of the year. It was the first contraction in 3 years, deepening concerns around the impact of U.S. tariffs and the global trade war. Industrials and consumer staples gained while energy lagged, and investors are eagerly awaiting earnings after the closing bell from tech heavyweights Meta Platforms and Microsoft. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Chevron. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Dow closed up 142 points, S&P up 8. NASDAQ closed down 15 points.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. A popular restaurant near Douglas in Washington has been closed because of non-payment of taxes. That's according to the Kansas Department of Revenue. The Anchor at 1109 East Douglas, seized by the Department of Revenue because, the agency said, the restaurant had outstanding taxes, including sales and liquor excise tax. The restaurant was seized yesterday morning after a sign labeled "seized" was posted outside the restaurant and the adjacent Anchor Meat Market. The sign, which read that the property was seized, quote, due to non-payment of taxes, unquote, had the Department of Revenue listed as the point of contact.
Sedgwick County is preparing for construction to start on ComCare's new consolidated facility at the Wichita Biomedical Campus downtown. Its new community crisis center will house multiple services and programs for the organization focused on mental health and substance abuse care at 235 South Topeka. The county plans to publicly bid the project for a general contractor in May or June and expects to award the project in July. And the project has a budget for $15.5 million and is expected to be completed by the end of 2026. ComCare's new center will be located in the building that formerly housed Mid-States Fitness Equipment, which totals about 35,000 square feet. The county acquired the building and two adjacent lots for $5.4 million in 2023 at the biomedical campus.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Office market in downtown Wichita could grow substantially during the next decade. A new report conducted by Maryland-based WZHA estimating that downtown will see a demand of about 750,000 square feet of space during that time period. The study was commissioned to support the Downtown Wichita Action Plan that's being spearheaded by Downtown Wichita to help shape the future of the city's core. The anticipated growth of office tenants in the central business hub of Wichita will align with several major initiatives and economic development projects that are gaining steam. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
There's a lot going on down there. As far as this new medical stuff, the medical school and biomedical, it's exciting. Wichita, downtown Wichita hasn't had a facelift, I don't think, in my lifetime anyway, until now. And we were in a building this week. Was the only, I thought it was the Union National Bank building. First in Maine.
Yeah.
And
for years and years was sitting there with broken windows and empty. And now they've gone in and turned it into apartments and a nice club. And it looks great.
Yeah, we were in there. We went to down in the lobby and then down one floor. And it looked like these were like offices ready for people to come in. And they seemed to be empty. But it really looks nice down there.
It looks fantastic.
And,
to see that building being put to use again.
My wife, Shelley, when we were first married, actually worked in there. It's her first secretarial job with a geologist, an oil geologist by the name of A. Scott Ritchie, had his office in there. And she actually worked there for a while. He said the little snack bar down in the lobby was something you could always get something good down there, whether it was candy, cigarette, whatever. And she really enjoyed working. I remember when picking her up at her house and taking her down to work and letting her off down there when we were still dating. So, yeah, that's a neat building. But a lot of that's going on downtown. And it's pretty exciting to see some things like that happening in Wichita. There was a time, of course, like every major city, downtown was a hub of everything in your community.
Yeah, in the 50s everything and happened. 60s, it was the place, man. And then, boy, in the 70s and 80s, it just cleared out.
Yep.
Everybody was going to the suburbs, and downtown was just nothing.
Of course, your dad worked down there for years.
But then Old Town started things reinvigorating, and now some of those big old buildings that were sitting there empty have been turned into apartments. And of course, the biomedical campus is being built there on the old Alice Hotel site, so we got things going.
I think it's exciting. I think it's good to see. Yeah. Today is, of course, the first day of May. That means it's May Day. In many ancient calendars, May 1st welcomed the first day of summer, which was truly a cause for celebration. May Day has been a traditional day of celebration for centuries, with some of the earliest appearing in pre-Christian times. One of the more popular rituals was harvesting flowers and giving them to neighbors and strangers in cone-shaped baskets. Seems like we did that in school when I was in grade school for one time. Or I remember that. What was that called? That construction paper or whatever?
Yeah.
Make a little basket and put some flowers in it.
And it used to be a thing that kids did was put little bouquets of flowers like on neighbors' front porches in their neighborhood. May Day gift.
I don't know
if that happens anymore. I'm sure that's all gone away.
It happens. It happens at my house because a sister-in-law, actually she's a former sister-in-law, Stephanie, has done that for Shelley. Every once in a while, every few years, she'll see one basket show up from Stephanie.
There you go.
So that's nice.
But I'm not sure if youngsters do it anymore.
You ever wind a maypole? You ever see that?
I've seen it. I've never participated.
I can't remember. I don't think I have. But you got all these strands coming down from a pole, and you weave in and out. It's kind of weird. I guess the end product is a strangely decorated pole.
Yeah, so. I think it's another tradition from Europe.
Don't know where that one came from. All right. It is the first day of May. We know that much. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we have Kansas measles cases up by 9 this week. Going to tell you about that and all the news on the way. Ted's got sports update, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll check in with the Kansas City Royals, a rookie starting pitcher, Bobby Witt Jr.'s hitting streak on the line. So we got some stuff to issue there. We'll talk about that in sports.
Plus entertainment news, The Blur is on the way.
Oh, man, we got a couple of great pieces of music.
Uh-oh.
We got a birthday. A lot of music will appear in the Blur today. I think you'll enjoy giving it a listen. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
There's music you probably can't hear on other radio stations.
Oh, maybe not.
Or won't.
Maybe not.
All right. Also, we've got traffic and weather, as always. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.